The next patient is Mr. Hector Galarza, first name H-E-C-T-O-R, last name Galarza, G-A-L-A-R-C-E. A, Galarza, G like in golf, A like in alpha, L like in Lima, A like in alpha, R like in Roger, Z like in Zulu, A like in alpha. This is a clinical case of a 61-year-old Hispanic male that comes to the office for follow-up of the kidney condition. This patient was started on hemodialysis in the first part of November when he was at November of 2021 when he was admitted to the hospital in a congestive heart failure and also had a community acquired pneumonia, period. This patient has a background that is associated to diabetes. We had the opportunity to see this patient in 2010. And the patient has a significant diabetes in the kidney. He has evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 3,800 milligrams of protein in 24 hours. Period. The serum creatinine is 3. The patient doesn't gain much weight from one dialysis to the other. He has a significant urinary output. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia, no evidence of sustained metabolic acidosis. The albumin is 4.2 milligrams per cent. In other words, the patient has been recovered in kidney function, continues to have good urinary output, but we are going to continue to do hemodialysis to see whether or not he is going to recover even more. Period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. We don't have a hemoglobin A1C. However, the glucose fasting was lower, and he has been maintaining the blood sugars at home between 200 and 250 milligrams per cent. Period. The patient was advised to get a tight blood sugar control in order to improve the proteinuria. we are going to follow the proteinuria closely. It will be in the future the possibility of starting the patient on ARB, period. Number three, the patient has a history of HIV for more than 20 years, and he has been treated with the administration of Prezcovix, Prezcovix, 800-151 tablet every day, and TVK, TIVK, 50 milligrams on a daily basis. We are going to continue with the same approach. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertriglyceridemia. The patient is on Crestor, 40 milligrams on a daily basis. We continue the same. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. The patient is going to be reevaluated in a month with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes in the interpretation of the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and documentation 5 minutes.